Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Excellent.
Here we go, getting underway with the fourth and final hour with yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loud mouth of the South, the president, not to mention dean, of Insensitivity University, where we specialize in non-politically correct studies. Great to have you along. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcome. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just grab the phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And my email address, bob@1063WORD.com. In on my text line, Bobby, a previous caller complaining about foreign doctors, regardless of whether they are of Pakistani, Indian, or Asian descent. Everyone I've known are fine doctors, and they are American citizens. The fact is, many Asians have high IQs and excel at science, math, and medicine. The caller sounded racist. Oh, no, not racist. Please, every time we have a discussion like this where various races are discussed, it doesn't mean it's racist, okay? Put the Kool-Aid down. Bobby, soccer is boring. Playing the game and showing me highlights of the three best plays. There you go. Hello, soccer is not as much fun to watch as it is to participate in. I can certainly see that. Bobby, the guy that called in and said he didn't want to watch female sports, he obviously hasn't watched female league football. Wow. Bobby, do you see the LPGA allowing a transgender? Thanks, from Grayson. Texter says, hey, if you don't like to watch soccer, then don't watch it. Girls are more susceptible to concussions because their neck muscles are not as strong as men's. Is that right? Women's neck muscles not as strong as men's? I don't know. I'm not a physiologist. Bobby, the U.S. women's soccer team ran up the score and celebrated, but they did not taunt the Thailand team. I'm very proud of them. Go USA. Bobby, let's not speak ill of Lockheed's F-35 fighter, since President Trump has become a great salesman for the F-35 to overseas buyers. It's American jobs. As a longtime shareholder, I am happy. And Lockheed just got the contract to replace the Marine One helicopter fleet. USA, USA, USA. Bob, about the money in the pig report to do away with those brown snakes in Guam. They shouldn't be too worried when Guam tips over. That will get rid of them. Exactly correct. Problem solved. When I asked what does Stinney stand for, and Stinney Hoyer, House Majority Leader, I think it stands for Stenhouse. Thank you. Bobby, what are the East, West, and North, South centers? Nobody has any idea. But we're still paying for one of them. Bobby is a longtime biotech investor. I can tell you, you can't distill all forms of cancer down to a single curable form. So you can't realistically say that you'll find a single cure for all cancers. Makes sense. And I take issue with those that love to bash pharma companies as evil who don't want to cure cancer. On the other side of that equation, Bobby, I'm a personal protection specialist, otherwise known as a bodyguard. I was working a physician's meeting, and overheard a discussion that a current cure for cancer was successful in the Cayman Islands. I researched it and found the information. On further investigation, I had a discussion with another personal protection associate. In short, he said he had been there, seen the facility, and talked to patients who were cancer-free. The real point I want to make here is 25 people, doctors and scientists, were murdered who were associated with the program. Rumored big money was behind the murders. Your other listener is correct. There is no money in cures. Bobby, this just in, Trump actually does cure cancer. Vince Coakley and Democrats lodge a complaint. Yeah, it's true. But they'd be complaining if they were hung with a new rope. Bobby, the U.S. is the patsy for the rest of the world. I'm just a patsy. Because those countries are threatening to release the cure for cancer, and we simply cannot have that. Bobby, you just can't cure cancer because for that you would need Chuck Norris's tears. And Chuck is a Republican. So Biden's out of luck. Bobby, at least Forrest Gump knew he wasn't a smart man. Yeah, that's right. Bob, the way tournament scoring works in soccer, scoring 13 goals could actually help them later because they'll have a greater goal differential. Yeah, I think it is. It bears a similarity to the NFL, where if it gets down to two teams have the same record, the team that scored the most points would advance, and something similar to that in Congress. Bobby, if Biden did win, he would plagiarize AOC. Who knows? He may have already. Bobby, Biden should work on curing creepy hair sniffing. Yeah, he's still been unable to find a cure for that. Let's see. Was there something else in here that I did not have a chance to get to yet? I think I am relatively well caught up. I mentioned yesterday on the program the number of illegal immigrants from Congo that have been coming here. Congo now has an outbreak of Ebola that's the worst they've seen in years. They have something like 2,000 cases. Meantime, big story today at Conservative Review, 550 African migrants just caught in Texas. DHS head says they aren't being screened for Ebola. Measles is also killing people by the score in Central Africa. And this is pretty disturbing. How can these people possibly, you know, when you think about Ellis Island, if anybody that ever saw the Godfather movies remembers Don Corleone coming to America as an Italian immigrant as a small child, and he was held at Ellis Island because he had a communicable disease, and people were quarantined until they were cleared to come into the country. And I don't know what the fictional character in that film ostensibly had, but I can guarantee you it wasn't Ebola. So now our government is allowing people that may be carrying Ebola to come into the country and not even be checked? Can this be right? Well, apparently, we'll drill down and give you the details on that when we come back on the other side. Quarter after six here on the Bobby Mac Show, the Hump Day edition, as we roll on here on WORD.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hoo-ah!
Welcome back. 6:22 here, the Bobby Mac Show, Hump Day Edition. And time for today's edition of, well, I'll let Gary Goodvoice do the introductions here.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Bob McLean presents Amazing, Amazing, True Facts.
Well, Forbes magazine has released its annual list of the 100 highest paid athletes in the world. The estimated earnings include prize money, salaries, and bonuses raked in between June 1st of last year and June 1 this year. Endorsement incomes are an estimate of sponsorships, appearance fees, and licensing. They didn't deduct for taxes or agents' fees, and naturally they couldn't include investment income. But here are the top 10. The top three, as I mentioned before the news at the top of the hour, are all soccer players. Lionel Messi, $127 million a year. Cristiano Ronaldo, $109 million. Neymar, $105 million. They're followed by the boxer Canelo Alvarez, $94 million. Tennis player Roger Federer, $93.4 million. Football players Russell Wilson, Seattle Seahawks, $89.5 million. Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay Packers, $89.3 million. Basketball's LeBron James, $89 million. Steph Curry, right at $80 million, $79.8. And Kevin Durant, $65.4 million. We heard the heartbreaking, crying testimonial from his GM yesterday when he went out with an injury. If you still sleep with your teddy bear and you're afraid it's a sign that you're stuck in a state of childhood limbo, no, apparently just means you're actually pretty normal. Whatever normal is these days, according to a new survey, one out of three adults say they still sleep with a comfort object from their childhood. What are comfort objects? Well, things like stuffed animals, a blankie, or a special pillow. A survey also found 41% of people have a nighttime ritual, including things like listening to music, watching a specific movie or TV show, reading a book, or eating a snack. I put music on when I'm going to sleep, usually classical stuff. Helps me to nod off. One out of four people have a strange trick they use to try to fall asleep, including things like thinking about unicorns, reading history books, or putting their legs up on the wall. What? Okay. I had a teddy for a long time. I saw one at Walmart, and he reminded me of the teddy bear that I had when I was a kid, so I bought him. And he rode with me in the car for a long time. His name was Hogan. It's named after Ben Hogan. Notice that you've picked up a little excess poundage recently? Yeah, hey, I have too, responded every other American. According to a new survey of office workers, the average person has gained 12 pounds since you started that job. More than 90% of them say their job gets some or all of the blame. Some of the main reasons we gain weight at our jobs are, well, we snack at our desks. We're sitting all day long, get up and walk around, take a hike. Going out for lunch, burp, being too tired to exercise. Is that an oxymoron? I'd love to exercise, but I'm too tired. An office birthday cake. Yeah, but some things, you know, you just got to sacrifice for. Well, it's about time that a fashion trend came around to serve us super lazy folks. According to Fast Company, the next big trend in clothing could be stuff you almost never have to wash. Now, wait a minute. If you don't wash it, doesn't it get kind of, well, you know, aromatic? A little pungent around the edges there? Some companies have started using new fibers and treatments to make clothes that won't stink even after you wear them for weeks or months between washes. I don't know if I want to test this out or not. They aren't just a big win for those of us who hate doing laundry. They're a big win for, what else? The environment. That's right. You're helping to save the planet. Washing machines are responsible for 17% of the water we use in our homes. What a waste! And a quarter of the carbon footprint of every piece of clothing comes from cleaning it. Got to reduce that carbon footprint, you know. Leaves an ugly stain on the planet, your carbon footprint. One brand that makes a seaweed fiber T-shirt, really, a seaweed fiber T-shirt, says you'll save almost 800 gallons of water by not having to wash it as often as you would wash a regular T-shirt. Some of the brands leading the way here, if you want to refer to it that way, Unbound Merino. That sounds like a soccer player for Italy. Now starting at forward, Unbound Merino. Pangea? Pangea? P-A-N-G-A-I-A. Your guess is as good as mine. And Wool and Prince. That Prince was dead. I guess not. So there you go. There is today's amazing true facts. Coming up on the other side of the news, we still have today's boneheads to get to. And, gee, this is interesting. How in the world might this have happened, do you think? Tom Fitton, who has been one of the guys most responsible for much of the information that we have learned about the coup attempt from the FBI, DOJ, and the others who hate the bad orange man, a Judicial Watch. Tom Fitton has a report out today. Turns out that the FBI's notes on Hillary Clinton's emails mysteriously have gone missing. Well, how in the world might that happen? He queried. And we'll have the details on this on the other side. 6:30 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Annie is ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side with the last half of the bonus hour here on Hump Day.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Frank Beard of ZZ Top just had a birthday the other day, by the way. I always found it amusing. Frank Beard of ZZ Top is the one member of ZZ Top who doesn't have a beard. You got to love the irony in that. 25 before 7 here on the Bobby Mac Show, in on the text line. Bobby, to save water from laundry, you can get twice the use from your underwear, briefs, or panties by flipping them inside out. Well, it's a start. Bobby, forget the smell of those clothes. What about all the skin cells and microbes in them after you've been wearing them for who knows how long? Bobby, yeah, that study was right. I still sleep with my comfort object, which just happens to be my shotgun. Bobby, I heard from a reliable source that an inventor designed an automotive fuel injection system that allowed a car to get 235 miles per gallon. Big Oil came in, abducted him and his family, and nobody has heard from him since. Big Oil wants to keep us addicted to their products. I heard something about, there was a guy invented a carburetor that supposedly accomplished the same thing or something like that. Bobby, will you please stop dissing my honorable and intellectual representative to the U.S. Congress? That would be the Honorable Hank Johnson of Georgia. Jeez. I was recently gerrymandered into his district. I'm probably one of four or five conservative white Republicans in his entire district. Since I live near Stone Mountain, Georgia, I'm afraid the added publicity will cause more of his followers to move into the area, thus tipping over Stone Mountain. Listen to you often when we're in Lawrence. Thanks from Mike. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate that. Bobby, the deep state wants a pandemic so they can blame it on Trump and call the herd. Watch Nat Geo's The Hot Zone from Fox Mulder. Bobby, Democrats don't care about the diseases they bring as long as they live long enough to vote in 2020. Bobby, shouldn't there be a limit on how many liver spots a president can have? Good Lord, Biden is a mess. Bobby, my 10-year-old Chinese niece and I met Creepy Uncle Joe once. When Creepy Joe asked what her name was, I said, "She's too young. She's only 10. Creepy Joe replied, "Too young? That's a beautiful name," and smelled her hair. I'll be voting Republican from now on. That's a story that if it's not true, it certainly should be. In my email this afternoon, Bobby, Biden out in Iowa made a scripted speech that one of his focus group handlers must have dreamed up that included a bunch of open-ended drivel. Trump is an existential threat. What the, you know, what does that mean? It's okay for some wacko to try and assassinate the president to save the republic and humanity? Trump doesn't have our core values. What the heck does that mean? You mean core values like giving Putin a reset button? Or the Russians, 20% of our uranium, and no missile defense for Eastern Europe? Trump doesn't have our core principles. Yeah, like spying on Americans, running guns to ISIS, leaving Americans to die in Libya, giving the Iranians billions of dollars in cash, or borrowing $10 trillion from China with zero to show for it. Bailing out the big banks to the tune of $1.8 trillion, bowing to the Saudi king, apologizing for the USA. That is the envy of the world. Creepy Joe needs to be asked what the you know what he's talking about. I pray Biden is the Democrats' choice. Signed, Andy. P.S. However, have you noticed how Axelrod and other Obama minions have been criticizing old Joe? I smell a Muchel late entry. Well, who knows? Who knows? Speaking of breaking that glass ceiling, given the FBI's repeated intransigence over the years in responding to Freedom of Information Act requests from Tom Fitton at Judicial Watch, I'm not of a mind to assume this story represents simply an innocent mistake. The FBI, or as Tara likes to call them, the FBI, has released 277 pages of redacted records that show the FBI failed to produce information from an August 2015 meeting with Intelligence Community Inspector General about Hillary Clinton's email server. The FBI claimed the notes are missing, and the CD containing notes from the meeting is likely irreparably damaged. What a shame. The records, which were posted on the FBI's website, are the 32nd release of documents in response to our 2016 FOIA lawsuit, Judicial Watch versus DOJ. We filed the lawsuit after the Justice Department failed to comply with a July 7, 2016 FOIA request. Included in the documents are February 2019 FBI electronic communications documenting the damaged CD and the missing notes from the August 3rd, 2015 meeting between FBI special agents and the inspector general about Clinton's server. And then it goes on to give the details. Congressman Louis Gohmert of Texas is one of the really good ones. Said during a hearing with Peter Strzok that in 2015, investigator Fred Rucker advised Strzok of an anomaly on Hillary Clinton's emails going through the private server. The forensic analysis found that all of the emails except four, and there were over 30,000, were going to an address that was not on the distribution list. It was later reported that address was a Chinese state-owned company that had hacked Hillary's server. The inspector general referred the Clinton email investigation to the FBI July 6, 2015, just under a month before the meeting from which the notes were lost. The document production contains emails between Justin Cooper, former close aide to Bill Clinton, who helped set up Hillary's email system, and Uma Abedin regarding an attempted breach of Clinton's server. Cooper emailed Abedin, "I had to shut down the server. Someone was trying to hack us, and while they did not get in, I didn't want to let them have the chance to. I will restart it in the morning." Despite Abedin's having explicitly warned Sullivan and Mills that Clinton's unsecure non-government server had been attacked, the documents contained handwritten FBI notes of Abedin's 2016 FBI interview in which she told agents she couldn't recall any hacking attempts. The Obama FBI was frantic to target then-candidate Trump while magically losing or destroying important evidence in the sham investigation of Hillary's illicit email system. This new information underscores the need for a fresh, unbiased investigation into the Clinton email server. In a related case, we recently obtained documents from the DOJ showing that on August 5th, 2016, a month after Comey's exoneration of Clinton, FBI officials Lisa Page and Peter Strzok and Jonathan Moffa were notified by an FBI assistant general counsel from the National Security Law Branch that several FBI 302 interview reports were in need of processing. Today, redacted, that's some individual, brought over additional 302s from the Washington field office are those supposed to go through the redaction process for production to DOJ on Monday. We're trying to figure out what needs to be completed this weekend. Page responded by writing to Strzok, Moffa, and others that four FBI 302 reports of interviews related to the Clinton mid-year exam investigation had never even been written. Additionally, we recently filed a lawsuit against the Office of the Director of National Intelligence for details of a meeting with the FBI regarding national security threats associated with Hillary's private email system. Judicial Watch is a terrific group, and if you're going to support anybody, they would be one to add to your list. 6:45 here on the Bobby Mack Show, 7:15, when we come right back. Today's edition of Boneheads in the News.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
McClain. That would be yours truly. 6:50 now, 7:10 here on the Bobby Mack Show, in on the text line. Hi, Bobby Mack. Wanted to let you know that after sending an email via Fan of SC, I received an email back from Dave Schwartz that included a phone number and an option to voice other issues I personally have. I thought that was pretty awesome. Yeah, they're a good group. Bobby, the reason Tesla died penniless in New York hotels was because he was going to provide free, limitless, and wireless electricity for the world. How did that work out? Bob, I must politely disagree with you, but the name Unbound Marino would be best suited for the headliner on WWE's Monday Night Raw. Love your show. Hey, when you're right, you're right. It would be better there. Good Lord, Bob. Even I know that the fuel mileage story is an old wives' tale. It's been told on coast to coast since the days of Art Bell. Right. Bobby, I wash my underwear once a year, whether it needs it or not. Just kidding. All right, here we go. Time for, as we head into the closing minutes of the Bobby Mack Show here on Hump Day. Time for today's edition of
Boneheads in the News.
Beginning with a guy in Roanoke, Virginia, found a strange woman in his kitchen last Wednesday who was, for whatever reason, attempting to microwave his butter. And he did an interview with the local news while drinking a Natty Light and making stupid butter jokes.
I was in here in the bed on my phone. My aunt lives upstairs. I was like, if somebody's in there talking to themselves, come flying out here into the kitchen. And she's standing right there in front of the microwave, getting ready to nuke my butter. And I told her she butter not. And she didn't really have a good reaction to it. She just sat down and started crying on the floor. She was spaced out, delusional, probably hadn't slept in like 2-3 days. She was out of whack. Yeah. She didn't know where she was at. She tried to act like that. She didn't know where she was at. And BYOB means bring your own butter.
Yeah, you actually told her she butter not. Okay. How about these two idiots? Florida men, as it turns out, caught on camera Sunday trying to break into a store in Daytona Beach. a store that sells spy equipment. There were roughly 40 cameras or so running in the store. They tried to smash the front window with a hammer, but couldn't get in because the owner paid extra for special glass.
56 full-on blows with that hammer. You can see almost all the different strikes, but I can push this all day long, and it's not going anywhere. Yeah. It was a great purchase. They're putting cameras in everything nowadays. There's about 40 different cameras running. I believe they had been in my store the week before, so we have video of that. Yeah, we're not dealing with mental giants here.
Yeah, not exactly master criminals, as it were. I think Annie mentioned this story yesterday in one of her newscasts. 34-year-old woman in Scotland got stuck in her cousin's Little Tykes toy car. Oh, it was Moneypenny that brought that story to her attention. After about an hour, her dad decided to get her out. He would saw through it with a bread knife. Her friends couldn't stop laughing. And you're a Scots guy, don't understand what they're saying.
I'm really, I'm stuck. Help.
You're built to get out there. You've got a bit of flexibility.
What are you wearing? I am really stuck. Can you help me?
I'll help you.
Yeah, you're stuck in the car, lady.
I'm cutting away from you.
You better be. I mean it.
Yeah, he's cutting her out of the car.
How long did it take to saw?
Not long. Right there.
Oh.
There you go.
Hey. As you may have noticed, the accents are somewhat thick. Here's a bit more. Oh, what are you talking about?
No, Leah, because you're just videotaping.
Right. whatever she said. A taxi company in Australia fired a driver the other day. He was faking a medical episode to get out of a short fare. Picked up a woman at the airport, then stopped the ride and got out because he wanted a bigger fare. Then he started clutching his chest, saying he couldn't drive. He'd already told her why he was really stopping the ride, and so she filmed the whole thing. You know, if he was going to fake a heart attack, he needed to watch a few episodes of Sanford and Son.
Oh, I've never had pains like this before. Oh, this is the worst one I ever had, son.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the worst one. This is a big one.
Yeah.
I'm dying. You hear that, Elizabeth? I'm coming to join you, honey.
That was always too funny. Red Fox. It's the big one. It's a big one. There you go. There's today's edition of
Boneheads in the News.
Thanks so much for being along, not only today, but every day. We greatly appreciate it. Thank you for your patronage, as we say. Stand by, because next, we're going to the underground command post underneath a nondescript building. The great one is next. Mark Levin. See you tomorrow.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
God bless.
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter, every time we say goodbye.
What?
Goodbye.
You say goodbye, and I say hello.
Hello. I must be going. I must be going.
So long, farewell, our feet are saying goodbye. I leave and heave a sigh and say goodbye.
Goodbye to you.
I'll be back.
Goodbye to you.
Goodbye.
Broadcast day.
Goodbye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.